my very special guest for the final segment here, Cherry Kane, Len Horowitz. And I wanted to kind of go back and see if there's anything else you wanted to sort of wrap up in specificity that perhaps we haven't covered yet. Either that or, you know, how we all self-censor a little bit. I mean, I'm sure you guys know some stuff that you don't say on air or whatever, kind of like me. So if there's anything that you kind of don't really talk about or whatever, basically, here's the place where you can say it without judgment from the host anyway.
Well,
thank you for that. That's a great venue to have. Tell us, tell the truth and completely. Sherry, you want to share?
Well, I wanted to mention that, you know, we do have a current legal case, like we discussed earlier, going on against some major people in this movement that consider themselves and other people consider to be truth activists, truth movement journalists. And one of them is Alex Jones, who we mentioned before. And currently, Alex Jones has committed perjury, believe it or not, in this case. He claims, and you can clarify what this is, Len. What is
sure. Well, again, in Hawaii now, we have about 30 co-defendants that are named that involve all the COINTELPRO that have been attacking us over the last several years. And Alex Jones, like we mentioned earlier in the show, had the opportunity to pull down the defamatory postings on his blog. And it goes back, and people have been saying and thinking, unfortunately, incorrectly, that this is all about money for Horowitz and it's all about commercialization with his Oxy Silver. Well, that's false. In fact, what we did do, if you go to silversolfraud.com, silversolfraud.com, you'll see that Alex Jones's sponsors were some of the highest level officials in Homeland Security and FEMA. And that I didn't even know it when I was advertising and paying Alex Jones a lot of money to advertise Oxy Silver, because in my opinion, and based on all the evidence and the science, it's the most powerful silver hydrosol in the world and actually has the opportunity, if you study it, because it resonates in 528 frequency, it has the capacity to bust the deadly paradigm of the drug cartel. So that... I didn't know at the time that Alex Jones' sponsors were competitors to Oxy Silver. That's called Silversol. I didn't know that their board of directors included the highest level officials in Homeland Security and FEMA and Surgeon General of the United States in the Air Force. I didn't know any of that. And I all of a sudden had a lot of problems with Alex Jones because he wasn't doing a program that was promised to me to be done on 528 frequency. And he wasn't doing the commercial that I wanted to do while the H1N1 swine flu was happening. This was in the fall of 2009 when people were really buying the silver hydrosols for protection at that point. He delayed going out with commercials for us with 528 frequency being featured. Well, I didn't understand what was happening until much later. I realized that this organization committed consumer fraud. And, of course, Alex Jones is making his money banging Homeland Security and FEMA, but I didn't realize that his sponsors were in there actually committing consumer fraud by taking my work, my intellectual property with Dr. Emoto, dealing with the structure of water and the chemistry of water being the six-sided hexagonal ring-shaped tetrahedron, sources from not just 528 frequency, but the structure of the tetrahedron, the sacred geometry, has a resonance energy of 528 and is expressed in six-sided rings. Organic chemistry is likewise based on that. So the carbon six ring, that's the most important sustaining structure in life. That was my intellectual property that they stole, and they forged an electron micrograph claiming that they had this six-sided ring of electrons around their silver salt molecule, and this was linked to Alex Jones's website. Well, again, I didn't do anything about that except make note of it and call him to task on the internet about it. I wasn't going to bring a lawsuit against him for that, but gee whiz, all of a sudden now he starts to post the COINTELPRO material defaming me and Sherry on his blog, And then, of course, Sherry noticed him and said, please take this down. And he didn't. So now you've got a guy who's knowingly and maliciously defaming us for commercial gain of who? Homeland Security officials engaged in the companies that are called Clifton Mining, as well as American Biotech Labs, that output this Surgeon General FDA-approved competitor to OxySilver. So that's what the legal case was about. And in Hawaii, you have what's called a long-arm statute, that if you're not doing business with anybody in Hawaii, then you can't bring suit against them, according to the long-arm statute. But that was what we were. We were in Hawaii. We were doing business with Alex Jones from Hawaii, and he had the nerve to respond to our complaint, claiming that he wanted it to be dismissed because he doesn't have any business contacts in Hawaii, which we were. And number two, he has no broadcasters, no affiliates in Hawaii, which was ridiculous because as we understand it, up until recently, Alex was the principal propagandist on behalf of the Ron Paul campaign. And his programs on InfoWars is rebroadcast here with local stations and local activists. And we actually have a photograph that we submitted to the court of Alex Jones's InfoWars license plate ring on a Hawaii license plate on a Ron Paul van, promoting van. And so what he did was he perjured himself twice, saying that, oh, we need to be dismissed from the case because of the long arm statute in Hawaii, has no business contacts. And so we have all that evidence. And basically, the guys, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. He's coming down right now because of exactly what you said, Vinny, a gross lacking of integrity.
Well, see, and for anybody else hearing that for the first time, I remember when I heard that for the first time, there was this great kind of shock, and this it was kind of like you felt like your heart was breaking, sort of thing. You know, if you've ever broken up with somebody who you really love, because that was something that happened to me. And I would say that I am here doing this radio show because of Alex Jones. You know, like I listened to him, I got motivated by him, and I went out there and did what I'm doing. He didn't do that for me, though. I did that for myself. He simply gave me the inspiration to go and do it. So that aside, if somebody doesn't basically walk the walk and talk the talk, you've got to basically be a little bit suspicious to a degree. And there's a lot more bad stories about this guy that have come out, which have shocked and horrified, and in fact really kind of broken my heart, as I say. But again, it doesn't take away from the huge amount of good that he does, right? But it doesn't mean that he's immune from prosecution. It doesn't mean that he's immune from judgment. And none of us can be. The truth is something that we've all sort of decided to, you know, strive for. And if we are dishonest, if we are acting in a criminal nature, we need to be exposed. And I count that for myself as well, ladies and gentlemen. So if you catch me in a lie, or if you catch me abusing people on this show, or basically being dishonest in any way, shape, or form, please expose me, and expose me quickly and thoroughly, so that I can't do any more damage to the other good people in this world. I would take that as the minimum respect for the truth movement, is to make sure that your integrity and your honesty goes far above your appreciation of your heroes and inspiration. Because if you are your own hero, if you don't look to other people for your sources of inspiration, then you can't be let down by them, because you are the one that is on the pedestal. You've put yourself up there. And if you fall, you fall. But if you put somebody else on a pedestal and they fall off it, you're the one who gets crushed when they come tumbling down.